Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A collapse of the world's financial markets may be underway. Multiple indicators are waving red flags. First, the Standard & Poor's 500 and the Dow Jones Transports normally move together. That is because when the economy is strong, so is the demand for railroads, trucks, and ships to haul goods. The transport index peaked 7 months ago. It is down almost 10% from its all-time high. The decline confirms that the U.S. economy is contracting. Since the end of April, the Dow Jones Transports have underperformed the S&P 500. This indicates extreme stress in the global economic system. Next, in a free market, the Dow Jones Transports and 10-year Treasury interest rates are positively correlated. With the transports index falling, so should Treasury interest rates. Instead, the 10-year Treasury interest rates jumped almost 15% in the first week of June. This signals that the Federal Reserve may be losing control of the bond market. German government bond interest rates also jumped. For interest rates to soar on the two bedrock government bond issuers could be an indicator that an interest rate swap derivative has defaulted. In the latest government report, J.P. Morgan Chase held $40 trillion of interest rate derivatives. Deutsche Bank in Germany may have a greater quantity. Is Deutsche Bank the source of the possible derivatives default? Maybe. Why else would this bank's board of directors have fired both co-chief executive officers this past weekend? Especially after one of them was given more responsibilities just 3 weeks earlier. Another high-risk indicator is billionaire Paul Singer's shareholder letter 2 weeks ago, where he stated that the best trade in a generation is to sell short, long-term claims on paper money. It is highly unlikely that Singer would make this call unless he had already positioned his funds accordingly, had access to information that others don't, and was virtually certain his information was correct. Keep in mind that the S&P 500 index and the U.S. dollar have dropped significantly over the past 2 weeks. These are indicators. However, to protect your finances, you may want to get your paper dollars out of the financial system. Physical gold and silver are options to consider. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and a Communication Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.